Hi, this is Jennifer Riccinelli, Editorial Director of Stone World Contemporary Stone and Tile Design and Tile. And today I'm talking with Christopher Grubb, a longtime friend of the industry, and he is owner of Arc Interior Designs in Beverly Hills. Hi, Christopher.
How are you, Jennifer? Good to see you.
You too. So how's it going?
Going really well. It's going really well. It's a nice day in California. Surprise.
We finally have cold weather in Jersey. We've been lucky for a long time, and today's the first glimpse of winter, but hopefully it won't last.
But yeah, things are very good. Thank you for asking. Things are great.
Sure. Great. So it seems you use a lot of mix of materials a lot in your designs. So is that something you strive to do, or it just depends on the project or how it comes about, what you like?
I think it's something that our work has always had a mix of different materials. And as new things come along, it's always kind of had that. When white started 15 years ago, and everybody thought I was crazy when I said white, they're like, it's all espresso. It stayed more clean, but it was still natural stone. It was statuary with veining. It was a complementary vanity sill of wood. And so, yeah, I've always mixed material, even a bathroom where the floor is porcelain, the walls are limestone, you know, I think part of what is successful for our look and keeps our design interesting.
Yeah. I always say I'm not matchy-matchy either. You know, I like a mix of different things. So yeah. I guess all along those lines, textures and finishes have grown so much and become so much more popular. You know, there's so many different more options now too. Are you finding that in your designs or your clients, what they're looking for?
Yeah, as you're talking, it's always really interesting that we're finishing a kitchen in Florida and our counters on that are full height backsplashes. But the cabinetry, I'm into two tones of wood right now in a kitchen, and the cabinetry has a texture to it a little bit. So, but in the bathroom, we're doing a porcelain and the floor is more of a solid and the walls have a little bit of this ribbing to it that has a little bit of color variation. So not only physically is it texture, but visually. So as I said, a lot of kitchens, an area we used to really do a feature. It's the bathrooms. Every project is die cut or a 3D texture in the bathroom. The floor could be a mosaic, which again, visually to me is a texture. And so it's something that very much somewhere in the project, if it's not a stone or tile, it could be the wood. It's just more interesting. So it's coming back. Like I said, I think we're going to see it again in kitchen backsplashes. You know how we swing. It's too contemporary. So we're going to
exactly
make it more. Yeah.
I heard the warm tones might be starting to come back a little, but you know, it's been white and grays for so long now.
Well, and we went through, nobody wanted beige about, I don't know how long ago, but a year ago, none of my clients want a beige. Well, you know, when there's talk on an economy, we go back to earth tones and warm. So we'll see where that goes.
Everything comes around. So you did mention kitchens and baths. Are you seeing any other trends when it comes to these spaces in your designs?
For kitchen and baths? Yeah. Smart technology, it depends the buyer. This is what's really fascinating with smart technology is I have clients of an age that already had stuff and they don't want it because they think, oh God, it's whatever. And then the younger ones, sometimes they're like, well, they see their phone and it's like, it's going to update. we're buying that refrigerator, it's going to update. And I think for preheating an oven and certain things, it's very, very smart. We're doing a lot more with lighting in the toe kicks, inside the cabinetry. It's for both spaces, kitchen and bath. It's kind of like Americans caught up. Europeans always had storage. And there's been a lot more attention paid to the function and the storage versus just a general open cabinet. and woods on cabinetry, that's pretty much all we're doing is we're not really doing painted, the blue or the white or the right. gray. It's really been natural woods. And I think I mentioned about doing split finish, I call it, like the cabinetry, but also I did my line with California faucets. And one thing that was very important was one of my designs is a split finish. So you could do matte black with copper. You can create what you want. And that's what I, and copper, it's kind of hinting. I guess it was big at the kitchen show in Europe. It's hinting. I don't know if it's going to go full trend. But the solid surface is amazing how it's changing and the look of it's changing and it's got more sophisticated. I still like my natural stone.
So I know technology has gotten so, it made it look so much more authentic though. And I guess in certain applications it makes sense, but I'm partial to stone as well. But what are you finding for your vanity tops and countertops? What are most people looking for? Is it a mix? Are you doing stone or quartz big or even porcelain slabs now?
I've only done one kitchen with porcelain slab. I have a challenge. The installers, some installers don't know how to do it. So they've said to the client, oh, I wouldn't do that. And so it creates a doubt. So we got to get some of these installers.
Yeah, it's up and coming. I can tell you with the fabricators, it's definitely a hotter topic now that's being talked about and educated. So there's one fabricator in North Carolina I know, and he said he missed the boat on quartz. So because he was such a purist with stone. But he got ahead of the game with porcelain and he's made a niche for himself. He says business, I just ran into him and he's like, business is incredible because not many people can do it. So,
yeah, I mean, in reality, the subtop's different. That's really the only difference.
Yeah.
And you have these really pure shapes and measurements. So we're the porcelain floor I talked about oversized, but the countertop, I've only done one. It's such a hard question, mix of surface. I run through every project quickly and it's a combination. It's definitely a combination.
So
I'm to the point it's 50-50 on countertops.
Yeah. That's what I hear even when I go to a fab shop, you know, and I ask fabricators, it is maybe sometimes quartz swings a little higher, but it seems to be, you know, even.
It's always the look of the project, you know, it really is. The clients and what they like, and you know, there's just so many natural stones that are so special. You can't, I mean, we're blessed we have the stone yards in the valley, but if you go and there's something you love and it's unique, you better get it. It won't be there.
You gotta grab it because that's it. And I know I was gonna say, have you on any of your projects or the office project run into anything with, because there's supply chain issues too.
There are. There are,
you know, does that hinder, you know, hurt your schedule a little?
we had a challenge. Here's what's changed with my business. We're usually checking is something in stock before we show the client, which is adding a lot of time on creating a project. We're doing a condo up in Santa Barbara County, and we have the porcelain, but the back wall of the shower's this cool dimensional tile, and it was in stock. Well, it's 12 weeks now. And so the more unique things, the mosaics and these dimensional tiles, that's a challenge to, if you've got a tighter time frame, no way. I mean, that's the stuff that I call the money shot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're just having to have relationships with our vendors that are very strong of what are we safe to pick? You know, where it used to be very quickly you could get things if you weren't worried or the project had enough time.
Right.
But I think all of us, you know, and I think it's also slowed down to what's new out there. I do, you know, my residential, my commercial, my kitchen and bath, and you know, all the shows I've been to this year, if I saw one more boucle fabric in kitchen or not kitchen, in residential or commercial, it was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But people are getting caught up. And so we're going to fortunately start seeing, that was a big compliment with my product that came out because it was different. And so I know we're going to start seeing news. So it's going to be interesting, like the next K-Biz, what they right. start showing or ties or coverings.
Yeah, you know? They're all, I think they're all, well, ties in K-Biz, I think they're together, and the Builder Show possibly.
They finally overlapped.
Yes. Yes. So that is going to be crazy in Vegas. The end of January.
And if you do furniture and lighting and accessories, the Vegas market's the same time. Because they did a design week years ago, which was smart. And then Tice always had a separated day. And it's like,
yeah, I don't know if the dates just fell that way. And then once they realized it, they are working together because they want people like you to be able to pass through all shows.
Yeah. And even if you don't do the materials, you're going to be curious to go see it and you'll find an introduction. You'll find a source that you just absolutely. Don't know about. So that's what's going to be exciting to see. What's new, you know, what's yeah. even appliances, surfaces, tile, all of it.
All of that. Do you, I mean, you mentioned the Valley and your stone. Do you have certain suppliers that you go to that you have developed relationships with that you trust, just as you say, your clients trust you that, you know, when you are looking for something and they tell you, well, this isn't going to be in, you know, for 12 weeks or you'll be better off.
We have several.
Good.
not just because of the product and what their offerings are, and yes, of course it goes back to price too and then availability, but you know, I've had my business 28 years, so we have strong relationships and long-term. And when you have a long-term relationship, I always recommend to build one, because if you need help with something, you've bought from them. And I've had, oh my gosh, I've had stuff that they've helped with no problem because I'm on to the next order. So that relationship is important. So I cultivate and hold on to those. Yes.
Yeah, I would imagine so. So that's great. Yeah. Well, Christopher, is there anything else you'd like to share about your office project or your designs in general?
No, it's interesting. My projects are out of town right now. I've got Florida wrapping up and Santa Barbara County and San Diego County and Indian Wells. And it's it's a great variety of looks and material. We're starting to do a lot more vinyl that looks like wood in these heavy, high traffic areas because it's so good. And I have more collaborations that are going to be coming out, my drain covers and my faucets. I actually great. Am developing a dimensional tile. So that's fine when you talk about
texture. Wow.
Yeah, I'll show you. Hopefully I can get to show you soon. But when you talk texture, that was a big deal for me in the development of that.
I'm sure.
So be great. Conscious of that. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see what's on the horizon for you. You have me in
thank success you.
Now, but it's great. But it was great catching up.
Great to catch up with you. Thank you.
And I appreciate your time. And hopefully I'll run into you at one of the shows, maybe K-Biz.
Let's make it happen. Let's make it yes. happen. Buy you a drink or three. Depends how
sounds
long.
Sounds great. When in Vegas, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, but it was great seeing you. Thank you for your time. And we definitely will stay in touch.
Sounds great.
Great.